from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.
That's right.
Thank you,
McLeod's.
Shout out, McLeod's.
Thank you, NZ On Air.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. As promised, as we previously mentioned, we have Michael Llewellyn in the studio, kind of singing us a couple of tracks. Album was out earlier this week and got a tour later on next month. But we're just basically, we're going to throw it straight over to you guys and yeah, we'll have a listen.
All right, beautiful, good to be here. The song's called Home Sometime and I'm going to play it with my good friend Aaron. Here we go. Sometimes again. straight into another one.
Great.
This one's called Marmalade Honey.
Phenomenal, guys. Wow.
Thank you,
wow.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well done.
And that's just a taster of what you can hear and see for the upcoming tour next month. So you had your last album out 2021.
That's right. Yeah.
That's a good 4 years ago. That's a full Olympic cycle, I would say. You know, like the Olympics, a lot of athletes, they have sort of a year off and then they build 3 years. Did you have a bit of time off between that last one before you started getting into this new one?
I actually wrote all of these songs before I put the first record out.
Wow.
Somehow.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So these are from like way down in the subconscious.
Yeah, they're kind of part of the infrastructure of my heart somewhere, you know, holding me up somewhere.
across these years. Wonderful. Oh, yeah. It must feel so good to have that album out in the world, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful thing to put songs out into the world. It has been a long time coming. It is, when I say that, it actually feels like a very long time.
how many years before, or how many years ago did you write these songs? Was it like quite a few years ago?
These ones, five years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I think I went through a stage when I was first like writing songs. I wrote heaps and heaps, and this has kind of just been a backlog. And it's really not yet. I think it took time to kind of put a band together that I really kind of wanted to record with, and I just like polishing something and trying to, and it's definitely got a narrative arc, the record, with a lot of very different almost genres or feelings.
Mm.
Yes.
And it just took a while to kind of bring it into something that was cohesive from start to finish.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
What was the main sort of influence, would you say, on the sound on this?
Oh, from like other artists?
Yeah, from other artists.
I think like there's a lot of listening to Nick Cave.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the recording of these songs. Lou Reed.
Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I hear a bit of that. Yeah.
Dandy Warhols as well on some of the heavy songs.
Mm.
Yes.
Awesome.
I mean, but otherwise you've managed to create a sound that is totally unique, and I think it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's really lovely and kind of, yeah, I guess you go from brooding to kind of more lighthearted throughout this album.
Yeah, it's definitely got a lot of different feelings. We tried to create, like, when I reached out to Patty, who produced the thing, we recorded it here in town, we tried to make something that we had never heard. Like, we were listening to hip-hop records as well to try, like, the storytelling of that, to how can you bring together something that we hadn't heard, or that was, like, quite strange, maybe, or different. And I think that's what took the time, probably.
It totally sounds like that. It's 100% paid off. So massive congratulations for that. Because it's a lofty goal when you're out there recording an album, eh?
I guess so, eh? It is kind of like, I could take some work, take some time.
Take some time.
It's such a wonderful thing to be a part of, though.
Totally.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, you guys tour starting June 19th in Dunedin and all the way through to July 5th. You guys are making a stop in Auckland at the Graylin RSC. Quite an iconic venue here in
A lovely Auckland. Wee spot.
Lovely wee spot. In fact, it's so iconic. I think Jim Nothing has a whole song about spending Easter at the RSC.
Really?
Yeah. He does.
He does.
Yeah, I became a member.
You became a member?
For this exact show, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, there's some Jim Tool kind of for doing so. So it was well worth it.
Hell yeah. Well, that's really exciting. And I guess you're excited for the tour and what that's going to bring?
Yeah, really excited for tour, for to play these shows. I mean, such a great band that we've put together to play this. So, I mean, the band that we recorded with has kind of, people moved away. We went different paths. So we've got a whole new group to play these songs, except for Bella, who is still with us, who does all the vocals.
Cool.
We sing the songs together and so to play with this new band is like, it's taking on a whole life of its own as well, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Totally.
Looking forward to playing them.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. And the album's out everywhere.
Cool. And people can grab tickets. Rabbit's going to grab tickets.
Yeah, Under the Radar.
Under the Radar.
Yeah, we're playing most of the shows alongside French for Rabbits as well, so that's going to be really exciting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Go you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for playing us a couple songs. And, all the best for the tour.
An absolute pleasure. And a shout out to Aaron as well.
Shout out to Aaron, who is holding down on the keyboard.
And Rosetta as well, my God.
And Rosetta.
Yeah.
Shout out. Big one for Rosetta.
Love you,
Rosetta. How long have you guys been playing together?
Michael and I have been playing together for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
It did not look like that, like kind of vibes-wise.
It gave old friends.
Yeah.
We've been having fun. It's been beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Michael. And we'll see you out there on the tour.
Thanks for having us.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
That was it for Friday Live. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air. Everyone can go and stream Michael Llewellyn's new album, I'm Gorgeous, everywhere, and grab tickets via Under the Radar to their tour.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.